Before I got going, they got headstones. They quit the old spiders and things, you know. And they had stone. They built a brick through, you know. It went through and they stuck the piping up through that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of them that don't remember that. There's lots of children. There's lots of grown folks that don't remember that.
Because
it wasn't like myself. It wasn't nothing but children.
You have a very good memory. These words come back to you easily, don't they? When you had a chimney.
Oh, yeah, I can think back heat better than I can think fog.
Well, it might be more pleasant that way.
That's what the children tell me.
What did you used to call that thick black stuff that was up in the chimney?
Smut.
Smut. You call it smut today? Or do people call it something else?
Yeah, they call it smut. I don't know what I've ever mentioned very much.
They don't say smut?
No. Well, you can say either one. You can say smut. That's it. Don't make no difference.
Either one. But smut was the word you used to use.
Yes, smut was the word you used to use.
And a small place with a fence around it where you kept the cows before you...
Cow pen.
And... did you ever have enough rocks or stone to build a wall or a fence? I was wondering, not very many around here.
Oh, that was old fencing then. There's fence rails. It's called fence rails. They built with fence rails.
That's looked like this.
Mm-hmm.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call that a worm fence?
Mm-hmm.
They did. Uh-huh. Worm fence or a snake fence.
They called it a worm fence. They wanted to build cow pen daughter.
I see.
Brick rails.
Did you ever see a wood fence around a yard? And the
many ones.
What were they called?
Just a yard fence.
Just a yard fence?
Paling.
Paling. Paling. Yeah. They called them paling.
And if you just put boards like this and make a fence, nail them to posts.
You just call that. Board.
Just for a board fence. And if you have a wire fence and you string some prickly wire on top of it, what do you call that stuff?
Barbed wire.
The thing that you put water in and take to the house to drink out of.
Water bucket.
That's a water bucket. Could you tell me how that was made?
Well, it was made out of cedar.
Made out of cedar.
It was a wooden bucket made out of cedar.
Did they ever make it out of metal?
No, not then, baby.
It was
a wooden bucket.
Today, then, you call it a tin pail?
Yeah.
Rather than a water bucket.
Yeah.
And the thing that you... some people have in a sink that turns off and on water. What do you call that? Just turn it like this, the water comes on, it goes off.
You mean a sink in a hat?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I ain't never thought nothing about that.
Let me ask you this. When you had syrup barrels, you used to make syrup on the farm, how did you drain the syrup off?
They take the syrup up in a big long dugout trough.
How'd you get it out of the barrel?
Turn the barrel down, go on the top of it, turn the barrel down, pour it out into your bucket or whatever you had stored out of it.
Did you call that a spigot that you turned on and off?
We had faucets and old faucets.
Faucets.
Hidden faucets that you turned it off.
When you buy cans of, when your grandsons buy cans of food at the store now, they just put them in a paper bag. But would you remember what they used to put, say, 100 pounds of chicken feed?